Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Rick Schaefer is also brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV. Bradford Marine and ATV has 7 statewide locations. Check out their new location in Mountain Home.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, guys, you know, as you know, David, I didn't listen to your audio yesterday,
okay.
So I didn't know I'd been moved. So I did listen to the guy doing the hair transplants.
Yes.
And you mentioned Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
It was a guy named Bloom Staal.
Yes.
I learned
about him yesterday, Rick. I'd never heard this story before.
Yeah, and Lou Holtz, Monty Kiffin, Lon Farrell all had hair transplants in Hot Springs.
You have got to be kidding me. I never knew that.
I never knew that.
You know that, Roger, about all those other people?
Yes.
I've been doing this radio show for 25 years.
Well, I've never had a reason to come up.
I would think that somebody would at some point would have brought it up. So
world famous.
You said Lou Holtz. Who else? You said who?
Monty Kiffin and Lon Farrell, who was an assistant athletic director.
Oh, I remember Lon.
And it's interesting because I met Dr. Staal. He didn't like Frank Broyles. He loved the Razorbacks, and he offered discounts for all those guys to come down and do it, but he didn't like Coach Broyles. And I would say you'd have never – I heard that about Holtz. I never thought he needed – I never saw why he needed that. Monty Kiffin did, and his didn't turn out that great. And Lon Farrell's was good. So anyway, that was interesting. and then I was hearing him say that Roger followed all the rules, which made me think that nobody at Texas Tech can get a hair transplant because they don't follow the rules.
There you go. Bada boom. That's a way to work it in. Going back real quick. So, you know, Kathy Pennington was telling me, she goes, you know, she kept saying blue steel. And finally I stopped
her. I finally
stopped her and said, what are you talking about, Kathy? Who? She goes, yeah, Burt Reynolds came in and he did the hair, and they put him down in the basement to hide him for a while or whatever. And first of all, I didn't know that Lou Holtz had a hair transplant.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Listen, when did he have it? What year would it have been, Rick?
Okay,
late
so
70s?
I remember we were at the College World Series in 1979 watching baseball practice when Lon Farrell, I was sitting next to Lon, and one of the most underrated guys ever in Arkansas history. He held a lot of things together.
Yeah, you bet.
During his time. And he was telling me he had one. And he said, yeah, Monty Kiffin has had one. And he said, Holtz is going to get one. And so I didn't know anything about that. I never heard of it before. And so that's when I learned about that. And again, Dr. Staal was a very nice man. I don't know why he didn't like Coach Broyles. I realized when you met people that were important, if they didn't like someone that you did like, you just kind of let them have that feeling if they wanted to without trying to convince them otherwise. But he loved the Razorbacks, and so those guys went down there. I don't know if anybody else did or not. I just know those three did.
I'm telling you, what's amazing about that, Roger and Rick, is that I've not seen one article about that. And
those things are taboo.
I'm talking about now that maybe it's come out to go, wow, did you know that this happened? Anyway, it's just sort of fascinating, especially with Roger doing his hair transplant. So,
And Dr. Staal, I believe, is thinking about and getting closer to retirement and all that. So a lot of patients from him down there in Hot Springs are coming.
Wait a minute. He's still doing it?
The boy, the son. Down that way. So,
I said, sure. Is the dad still alive?
I can't say.
Okay. We will kill people off sometimes.
Yeah, is it a secret?
right when you were saying that, Rick, I was commenting, going, and I won't say it. No, because I don't know.
Rick, 5 of the 8 World Series teams are SEC after last year. What'd you have? 3, I think. So Razorbacks were 9-5 against those 5 teams. But just and what's weird about that? I don't know if you saw the bracket, Raj. And Rick, but they've got 4 of the SEC teams all in one side, and then you have what? Mississippi's on the other. Ole Miss is the only one on the other side of the bracket. Is that right?
Well, it's because the way the whole tournament was seeded, and they seeded 1 through 16. I think they seeded 1 through 64, and so because they did it that way, those were all about the seedings. So, for instance, Ole Miss wasn't seeded. They were a 2 somewhere. Mm-hmm. So they're actually, that's an upset that they won, just like it's an upset for Troy. And same thing with Oklahoma. So they were unseeded, and the other ones were all seeded. So it was set up initially so that Alabama, Georgia, and Texas were all going to be on one side. But all the other teams that are in the SEC might have been on the other side. They just got eliminated, but Ole Miss made it. So that's set up before it even starts. And when you have 10 or 11 schools from one league in, then it's just going to match up that way somehow. And we have seen all SEC finals. And we could see that this year, although I'm not sure Ole Miss is good enough. But you look at that bracket, it's North Carolina's a five. And West other Virginia. Than that, Ole Miss and Troy were not seeded. And West Virginia was a 16.
How about that? How crazy is that?
And North Carolina had to come from behind to win at home to get there. Yeah. So
That other side, Rick, you're right. That other side is just muscle.
It's loaded.
SEC muscle over there. On the other, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, and who else am I leaving out?
Think about this. We were talking about this yesterday on the show. Arkansas has signed three pitchers to come in for next year. And all of them this year had ERAs over four. And if you through baseball history, ERA of four something, that's nothing special. Their strikeout numbers are all really good. But their ERAs are nothing special. And yet, you look at Georgia being in the College World Series, and their super regional scores were 13 to 12 and 11 to 9. And so you're thinking, who has pitching? Whoever has pitching, whoever has pitching at Omaha is going to win.
Sure.
Because you can't just slug your way past everybody. So we'll see.
Here's a message from our Middleton Heat and Air text line. When I hear the music of the new opening for Rick Schaefer, I can imagine the Hogwild Band playing in Barnhill with Jim Robkin, igniting the spirit of Barnhill by racing around the arena, all during that intensely spirited number as the band played it through. Mr. Robkin should definitely be recognized for his contribution to that unique feeling known as the spirit of Barnhill. You know, I know they usually reserve the, what do they call it, Ring of Honor or Hall of Honor.
Sports Hall of Honor,
I think they sort of keep that to, like, All-Americans or to great performances on the field. But I think it would be a cool thing to do have a category for a guy like Jim Robkin because he was so unique to that time. It was just something that will never be duplicated, I don't think. You know,
I can't remember what all the criteria is to be in the Razorback Hall of Honor because there are people like Dean Weber, he wasn't an athlete. But
he definitely should be in for his years of service. Should have been before he died, too. To be honest with you, Rick. Now you say that, you know.
I think he was.
Maybe he was. He should have been.
Good. But I think years of service have something to do for it too.
Yeah.
Now Jim never technically worked for the athletic department. I think the athletic department paid for the band a lot of their expenses and things. But nonetheless. I guess it's just people associated with the athletic department. Because I'm thinking somebody like Paul Eales or Orville Henry could be in there, but Orville technically couldn't be because he never worked for the athletic department.
Right.
But Paul could have been, because of being the voice of the Razorbacks. But I guess that's the criteria because Jim Robkin was every bit as big a part of Arkansas's success during the Eddie Sutton years, the early Nolan Richardson years, as anybody. He was just amazing. And we will never see – it's interesting you can say, well, everybody's replaceable. They are. They've had other band directors. And you can say, we'll never see anything like that again. Well, we don't know when Jesus is coming back, so we may see something like that again in the next 100 years. But Jim Robkin, I don't know if that was spontaneous the first time he did that or what.
Yeah, that's a good question. Man,
he's up in the corner of Barnhill. He's playing, and all of a sudden they play the William Tell Overture, and he starts running around the building to get everybody to stand up. And I've never seen anything like that before, never since. And he did it for years and years. And, of course, he was a twig. You know, he's a skinny guy running around. But I don't know how we got to talking about him, but you're right. He deserves some very special recognition. I understand he's retired now.
Yeah, we had him on the show. He was in Conway not long. He lives in Conway. He was really good on the show too. We need to get him back on again.
We need to.
Yeah. We need to get him with Rick on with us.
Well, I hope he's listening to the show right now because he was absolutely amazing. And isn't it interesting that they brought him back when Arkansas went from Barnhill to Bud Walton Arena? They brought him back the last night in Barnhill. He came back.
Oh wow!
And remember, they brought all the living coaches back. Glenn Rose came back.
No way.
Yeah, Glenn Rose was still alive, and so they had him back. They brought Lanny Van Eemen back.
Wow.
They brought Eddie Sutton in, And so those were the living coaches at that time, along with Nolan, of course, who was coaching. And so after the game, Jim Ropkin, they did this ceremony where he put the spirit of Barnhill
in
into
a bowl.
This,
I remember
bowl.
That was silly.
And yeah, and I assume it's still at Bud Walton Arena.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was a little hokey.
I think it's in that storage unit with the trophy.
This is the spirit of Barnhill.
Well, wait a minute. Is that any more hokey than some of the other junk that goes on these days?
That's
I mean,
true.
Why not?
That's true.
Huh?
It's true. Yeah. We're putting the spirit. What did LSU? Where were we playing LSU? Was it
played
Shaq
LSU? Oh, yeah. Listen, that was some night. Played LSU. Yeah. Arkansas won the game. And after the game, Dale Brown asked to speak. And, you know, you're thinking, what in the world is he going to say? Because Dale Brown, he could go a lot of different directions. And he was great.
Yeah.
He said that in all
good.
His years of
good.
Coaching,
yeah.
he's never been in an arena that had more class. The fans, he bragged on the fans. Really, it was an amazing night. It was an amazing night.
Yep, yep. I do want to thank Edwards Food Giant and Bradford Marine for sponsoring Rick every week. And I love our friends at Edwards Food Giant. And, of course, we love Lev and the boys over at Bradford Marine.
Yeah, we do.
By the way, too, I'm going to say something real quick. Not that, you know, make it about me, but interesting thing to where if anybody ever said anything. So talking about getting paid by the U of A. So, Roger, just you and Rick know that anything that I've done for the U of A, 25 years of working with Tusk, in the late Keith Stokes and the Stokes family.
Trophies.
The trophies, boot, battle line trophy, suey, and pork chop, the two, you know, all that stuff. Anything else is that I never made any money because I think sometimes people think, well, you know, Basil's making money. I didn't make a dime off any of that. I didn't want to. And that was that's my contribution. And I'll continue to do things that I don't want to make any money.
You know who you remind me of?
What's that?
One of our founding fathers, Ben Franklin. He believed the bifocal and all the things that he invented and all that. He didn't put a patent.
No,
he said,
yeah.
You know what? Everybody needs to enjoy this.
Now they. If I had materials that had to be bought for those things, I would. The U of A would pay for them. But
if you could get your luxury pool and spa hot tub time machine working, yes. Would you go back in time and go? All right, let me just get.
You know what?
Bit.
No, you know what?
I'll tell you a story.
I didn't want anybody to think that was my motivation. Hey, I'm trying to make money off the U of A. No, I do it because I love the U of A. I love our, you know, our program.
You're not
and
like
whatever.
Everybody else in this studio.
Well, ahead, I can Rick. Tell you, David, that's honorable and that's noble, and I get asked. I get a few years ago, people would still call our show and say, "Well, you're just on the U of A payroll." No,
right.
I have gotten nothing from the U of A since the day I left. Other than they did pay me to do some of the football stadium work when they put all those displays in underneath, but that was
sure.
But I did the work. I did the work for
sure,
that,
you bet.
And should have been. But I can tell you, so when the museums were built, when the Broyles Center was redone back in 1993, I believe it was 92 or 93, going in the SEC, had to make it an upgrade and all that kind of stuff. We hired another guy named Stow. His name was George in Atlanta. He had done the museum for the University of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And so hired him to do the – but all you got to do the collections and all that stuff. So Orville Henry and I did the museum there and did the museum in Bud Walton Arena. And I give Orville credit. He got things collected that only Orville could have gotten. Because he knew all those guys from the old –
sure,
he knew Clyde Scott. He knew
–
he got Footsie Britt's Medal of Honor contributed,
very nice.
And,
wow.
And all these things for the museum and everything. Yeah, there's some people, as you know, David, that wonder where all that stuff is now, and I know
yep.
you're digging into that.
Right.
But anyway, he collected all these things, but I did all the writing. I did all the writing and worked with George on putting the displays together. I remember spending a week in Atlanta one time with him and probably worked every bit as many hours as Orville did. Now, I'm working at the University of Arkansas, and my salary among SEC SIDs was last, except we didn't know Vanderbilt because it wasn't public. So it was last.
Right.
And I didn't get paid a dime for that. Orville got $50,000.
Oh, wow.
You're talking about
whoa.
1993.
Were you a little grumpy about that, Rick?
No, because I didn't really think much about it at the time. And now I will say this. Here's how Coach Burrows rewarded you. Was I was working doing color on the radio networks for basketball.
Right, right.
I shouldn't have been doing football, but he put me on that. And then I did some baseball. So I got paid for that. But I got paid through the network, not through the athletic department. Coach Broyles was tight with the dollars. So what he did was he would let me do these other things to get reimbursed, which would have boosted my salary. It just wasn't that the athletic department was paying it.
Very good.
But that was interesting. So Orville, one day, drives to the department. He's got this brand-new Audi. I mean, it was beautiful. And those cars were expensive at that time compared to most cars. And that's how he paid for it, was with the money for doing the museum. Okay.
Nice.
That's great. A couple things before we let you go, by the way, too. Great American Boat Sale going on at Bradford Marine right now, up to $7,000 off select models. BradfordMarine.com, 7 statewide locations, and multiple locations for Edwards Food Giant as well across the state. So take advantage of both those great clients. You know what we haven't really talked about, guys? We haven't. I don't think we've mentioned it on this show. And Christian, Christian's not in the. Oh, there he is.
Okay.
We do have an Arkansas connection to San Antonio. The Spurs.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't think we've really talked much
about
it.
He got some airtime last night.
I saw a little bit of him on there, and I haven't really followed his path. I know he was West Coast for a while. Wasn't he? Was he Golden? Not Golden State. He was
Sacramento,
He was Sacramento?
Yeah, and he's been an assistant coach several places.
Yeah, he was an assistant with the Wolves for a bit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Minnesota, you're right. And this is his first year with San Antonio. So he picked a good year. I mean, if he wants to take credit for Wembanyama, he can do that.
Amazing. He was a head coach at UCA, right, for a while?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that didn't go so well. Is that right? I can't recall. So
I can't remember if it went well or not, but think, you know, Sidney Moncrief was a coach at UAR and didn't have a very good year.
That didn't go so well either. It didn't. Yeah. But maybe he wants to be an NBA head coach, or maybe he's fine being an NBA assistant. By the way, Cal did a great job with camps all around Central Arkansas, Rick. Man, you got to give him credit for getting it. Coming out here, taking pictures with every kid, talking to every group. At this point in his career, he doesn't have to do that. He can let his assistants do it. But hats off to him for doing that, making a lot of kids and their parents who come very happy too.
But he does it because of who he is.
You bet.
I don't know him very well.
Yep.
In fact, I've only talked to him once, but it was a good conversation. He was very nice. That was at before Nolan Richardson's golf tournament. He came and did that. I think he is a giver at the highest level.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about writing checks. I'm talking about with his time, with his interest in people. And so I think he does that because he feels like it's the right thing to do. And so, and I know if there's any money made on that, it probably goes to his assistants or the NIL pool or something, because he certainly is well paid and doesn't need the money.
Yeah, that's right. It really is impressive to
But look, again, there's a 5-star out there that may be about to commit that Arkansas is probably going to get. Again, if there is a single person out there that doesn't realize how blessed Arkansas is to have him as coach, then you're out of your mind. And we were talking about this after Arkansas got eliminated from the NCAA baseball tournament. Oh, is it time for Dave Van Horn? And I'm thinking, are you nuts?
He's getting fired up, you know, Raj. He's getting fired up.
This guy has done so much. And I made the point, maybe not on your show, but on ours, that if that's the case, what if Arkansas only goes to the Sweet 16 again next year and gets beat? Are there going to be people saying, oh, well, gosh. This guy is arguably the greatest hire that Arkansas has ever made at the time he was hired.
Right.
Now, there are coaches that became Hall of Fame coaches after they got here, but they weren't before they got here. And so but the point about it is, he's also a guy that gives.
Yeah.
He's not a guy that's self, give me. And that's why he gets these great players to play as a team, not just what's in it for me. Let me tell those people something. Shut up. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right, Rick. Good stuff as always. Hey, I got to get a Shane Baz jersey sometime. I got
to
get
I hate to tell you this, but he does pronounce it Boz.
Oh, boo!
Yeah,
well, thanks for telling me that.
He spells it the same way. Pitched great the game I saw him. He was a losing pitcher Sunday, but he's a good pitcher, but he does say Boz. Sorry.
All right, Rick. Got to let you go. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Thank you,
Rick.
You're the best.
See you, buddy.
See you, buddy.